For Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's boys doubleheader finale as the Crusaders take on the North Stars. The Crusaders stand at 2-0 on the season while the North Stars are at 1-2. And Tom, we kind of started talking a little bit about this before the break. It's a North Star team that's got a couple of nice looking sophomores. It's a young group. Coach Alfredson's just kind of, building something up. It's a big task tonight to come on the road to play a Heelan team that really is playing very good basketball.
Absolutely. I think the Stars on the season are 1-2, and they've got, I think their wins over TJ, maybe?
Yeah.
TJ
just got... I think TJ got them.
TJ might have gotten them.
Yeah.
TJ's got a big win on the last second shot the other night with Lewis Central to it. I think TJ's improved a little bit. But the Stars, I saw them in the Jamboree, and they've got some athleticism. They've got some kids that I think can shoot the basketball. The Crusaders, the X factor is if you don't have a matchup for Matt Knoll, it makes it for a long night inside. And I think that we go back to last Tuesday with the trainer Cardinals. They had everything else matched up, but they didn't have an inside matchup, and it makes it for really tough for opposing teams.
Tonight's pregame, as always, is brought to you by Verity Group, along with Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation, Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch's Daily Law Offices. A big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. The officiating crew gives us the thumbs up from the floor. Mr. Nick Nelson on the crew tonight is... 8:37 left in warm-ups here. Again, the Crusaders at perfect 2-0 on the season, while the North Stars come into the game, I believe, at 1-2 on the season. Tom, talking about Friday, we got a big one. You don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse here, but a big doubleheader on Friday as the Crusaders travel to Lamar's. That girls' game should be a dandy, and it's going to be two good boys' teams. There's a lot of kids on both games that have had a lot of playing experience. And that's not an easy environment to play in at Lamar's.
No, it kind of surprised me. Lamar's took it on the chin pretty handily with a rebuilding Sergeant Bluff Luton team last Friday night. So they've got the Eastside Black Raiders, I believe, up at, out at East tonight.
And then they got Western, I think, on Western Christian on Thursday. Yeah. So that's a tough week.
No rest for the weary. And, again, this preseason, just looking down the road pre-Christmas, we have Western as well. They'll be a preseason, most likely preseason number one in 2A, if not certainly right up there. And so, again, so much good basketball ready to be had, and then we're just getting into the shallow water.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. The North Stars are going to start two sophomores, two juniors, and a senior. Chris Berger, the lone starting senior there. It's a team that has scored a few points this season. Not a real big team. They'll go 6 foot, 6 foot, 6'1", 6'1", 6'3". So definitely, again, as you mentioned earlier, a tough matchup when you have the likes of Matt Knoll at 6'7", and Quinn Olson plays a big 6'2". You got Chamberlain at 6'3". You bring Charlie Von Drager off the bench. You bring Carson McInerney off the bench, both at 6'5". So there's a lot of size that the North Stars are giving away here, so I think they're going to rely a lot on their pressure defense.
I'm hopeful tonight that we can, kind of like with the girls game, I'm hopeful we can get into where we use some of that bench, we get an opportunity to see what some kids can do out here with some of that first team unit, whether it's some guys we haven't seen a whole lot of this year, McInerney in the post, Charlie Von Drager with some extended minutes, going down to James Arl, a backup point guard that I think has got a chance, to help us a little bit.
Cannon Bork, a lot of those guys that you'd like to see. You'd like to see the team develop more depth.
Hey, while we got a second, too, I always say that while we got a second. I want to give a shout-out to one of my favorite guys that's not back with us on the bench this year, Max Delaney. Max broke his leg in that state championship game. Heck, we barely kicked the ball off, and he was sidelined, and he brought so much to that football team this year. Max's high school basketball career wasn't able to finish on the hard court this fall. You know, he was on the team last year, and just a shout out to Max and what he brought to that football team. And I know he's recuperating and getting through the pain of a broken leg and a rod in his leg. So, you know, it's always hard when those seniors can't finish how they want to.
Yeah, and also, we got a second. A lot of good things happening on the wrestling mat as well, as the troops are getting back at it. A lot of our key wrestlers were part of the football team, so they're slowly getting back to the weights they need to get back to, and some good things are happening there. So a lot of great things going on at Bishop Heelan, as Mr. Flannery noted at the last when we talked to him at halftime of the girls' game. But once again, tonight's pregame is brought to you by Verity Group, Wilmot's Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. We're going to send it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors. We're about 4 minutes and change away from starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's game number two of a doubleheader here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Crusaders entertain the Stars from North High. We'll be right back.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a Fourth Degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and the Frelick family floor as the Crusaders and the North Stars are finishing their warm-ups here. About 2.5 minutes left in the warm-ups, and then we'll have our starters. But, Tom, what do you expect to see in this ballgame?
Well, I think Heelan's going to make a real good effort to go inside. I'd be surprised if North's not in the zone, trying to, you know, make Heelan hit it from the perimeter. But I think Crusaders are going to get after him defensively. We've got our depth should be a factor in this game. And really, I think, you know, you're going to see us try to take Connolly out of the game, you know. I think we saw last year North was maybe undermanned in a few of these games with the Crusaders, and they came out in battle pretty well.
Yeah, and, I would expect a really game performance tonight from the North Stars. Kind of interesting road uniforms. They're kind of in a light gray.
They must have gotten the memo with Heelan last, you know, Friday. We were in our gold, our neutral uniforms, our Catholic High uniforms. And North High and some really sharp gray uniforms tonight.
They're really sharp.
Yeah, they look good.
Gray with royal blue numbers and North Stars on the front. Really sharp-looking uniforms. So it's going to be North Stars and Crusaders here as both teams have come to the end of their warm-ups. Mr. Kai Chamberlain here, the lefty, is loading up a lot of threes. He's an effective three-point shooter, 10 for 23 on the season at 44%. Chamberlain and Connolly are going to get a lot of lifts from the perimeter, so you would imagine that the Crusaders will put a lot of perimeter pressure on those two young men. Once again, as always, you've been listening to the Verity Group pregame show along with the Verity Group, the Wilmot's Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Pitch and Staley Law Offices. Now, here are your Security National Bank starting lineups for tonight's ball game for the Crusaders. Their starting lineup looks like this. It'll be, well, let's see here. Do we got a little shift in the starting lineup?
I just got it wrong.
Number 12, Brady Schultz. I got him in my notes as number 10, but he's number 12, the 6-foot senior, averages 10 points a game. He's shooting a perfect 50%, or shooting 50% from the three-point arc and 86% from the free throw line. Brady's off to a good senior start. Number 15 is Quinn Olson, the do-everything 6'2 forward. He's averaging 16.5 points a game, 50% from the arc and 71% from the free throw line. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, plays much above that 6-foot size. He's averaging 11 points a game. Again, he's shooting a perfect, shooting 50% from the arc. Matt Knoll, the 6'7 All-State senior, is averaging 24 points a game, 43% from the arc and 69% from the line. And rounding out that starting lineup for the Crusaders is number 24, Bo Chamberlain, the 6'3 senior. Bo's averaging 7 points a game. So it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain for the Crusaders. For the North Stars, coached by Trevor Alfredson, they'll start number one, Josh Mogensen, a 6'1 junior. Josh averages 5.6 points a game. Noah Conley, their leading scorer, the 6'1 sophomore, averages 15 points a game. Number 11 is Chris Berger, the 6-foot senior, the lone senior in that starting lineup, averages 6.5 a game. Number 13 is Kai Chamberlain, the 6-foot sophomore, averages 14 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 21, Dominic Foster. Dominic's a 6'3 junior, averages 9.3 points a game. So starting lineup has a lot of balance, a lot of scoring ability there. We'll see how the Crusaders match up to that. Again, it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain for the Crusaders. Mogensen, Conley, Berger, Chamberlain, and Foster for the North Stars. As we're finishing up our final starting lineup announcements here, it's great to have all of you aboard. Reminder, we're back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders travel to Lamar's, the ice cream capital of America, to take on Thompson. Don't load up on ice cream before the game. We need you sharp.
Well, and you know I'm trying to eat less popcorn this year. I'm trying to eat less in general.
Ice cream is probably not the replacement you want, though.
No, but here in Lamar's, when in Rome, right?
Boy, it's hard when you walk into the gym and smell that popcorn, though, not to be drawn in. It takes a big man with a lot of willpower.
I think Tom Carroll Sr. went through at least 3 to 4 boxes tonight. I think he's back on the road driving home, so maybe hears me talking about him.
All right, we're ready to go. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by our corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Nils Schelmer Pitts & Associates. Crusaders right to left on your radio dial in white. North Stars in their traveling grays, and here come the Crusaders. They control the opening tap. It's going to be Brady Schultz setting up the offense. North Stars start off in a man-to-man defense. Schultz has got Knoll to his right. To the left is Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets it, looking inside to Quinn Olson. Quinn's guarded by Conley. He goes inside, doesn't get the bucket to fall. Rebound, one and done, and rebound by the North Stars. Here come the North Stars pushing it across. It's Conley with the ball, thought about the three, spun it over. It's Mogensen with the three. It's going to be off the mark, saved temporarily, but finally comes in the hands of Bo Chamberlain. Bo's going to bring it across the timeline and set up the offense. Kicks it right side to Schultz. As Chamberlain cuts through the offense, now he gets it back on the right wing, left-handed dribble, kicks it over. Schaefer, left-handed dribble off the left wing, reverse layup is good. Nice move by Sean Schaefer. First bucket of the night belongs to the Crusaders, up 2-0 with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Sean Schaefer, great finishing around the basket, and that's really become kind of his game.
Dom Foster hands back now to Mogensen. Mogensen skips it over to Conley. You got to keep an eye on him. Conley, step back three, is off the mark. Rebound by Dom Foster there. And a second chance opportunity here. There's a drive by Mogensen. He picks up his dribble, kicks it back to Foster. Now Conley on the wing. Active feet, guarded by Quinn Olson. Quarterback on quarterback there. Nice release inside by Foster, and they throw the ball away into the pep band.
I think Foster missed the opportunity. He was point blank and didn't even look at the basket.
Ball's tipped out of bounds by the Crusaders. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. 6:28 to go in your first quarter. as the North Stars are going to trigger it inbounds from deep in their corner on their attack side as they kick it back to half.
Oh, he just went over and back. It was, I'm going to say I'm right at half court. He might have been talked into that call, but it was really close. And a good job by Matt Hahn. Coach Hahn was all over it, and the official just said, yeah, I think you probably got it right.
So the Crusaders on the turnover get the ball in their attack zone here as it's Schultz going to trigger it in. Chamberlain's going to bring it across the timeline. Back to Brady Schultz. Crusaders setting up a little double high post offense there. The kicker to Quinn Olson. Matt Hahn goes inside to post up. Matt with a decided height advantage is going to be hacked in the act and shoot two here is Dominic Foster. Tough task here. And it is going to, in fact, put Matt to the line to shoot a pair for the All-State 6'7 senior that leads the Crusaders in scoring at 24 points a game. Matt's a 69% free throw shooter. Free throw number one is up and in. Nice stroke there.
Yep.
Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsor. Second one rims in and out. 1-for-2 for Matt. 3-0 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. We've played 2 minutes here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There's a long three. It comes up just a little bit short. That was Kai Chamberlain, the lefty, and he's going to shoot a lot of them. He misses it as a quick Crusaders kick it up quickly. Nice drive by Chamberlain. Good off-balance finish, and Alfredson's going to call a quick timeout.
Yep.
And it's a 30-second spot, so we're going to keep it right here. Tom, you're kind of seeing the height advantage there coming to fruition.
Well, it's not only the height. It's the mature bodies. You know, we're playing seniors, and, hey, we've been on the flip side of that before.
Yeah.
With seniors, there's just something a little more physical. So they're stronger. They're experienced. It's And early on, Crusaders taking it to the basket, and that's been the difference. I was going to mention, if you notice, the tall assistant coach for the Crusaders is Coach Matt Hahn's brother. He plays some overseas basketball, but he's going to be on the bench when available this winter for the Crusaders. And I do know that he was very valuable this summer. He's gotten to know the kids a lot, and so a great addition.
Where did he play his college ball at, Tom?
Nebraska, Omaha, I believe.
Oh, did he?
Or University of Omaha now, right?
Yeah. Oh, very good. So here's the North Stars. They're going to work against a little 1-2-2 half-court pressure here. They got the big 6'7", Matt Noll, the point. They finally break it as Dominic Foster is going to take it all the way to the hole. He's going to attack, kick out. There's an open three. Mogensen, nothing but net. Nicely done, little inside-out three as Josh Mogensen gets the bucket. And the Crusaders cuts that Crusader lead to 5-3 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 5:28 to go here in quarter number one. As Brady's working against Mogensen. Kicks it down inside to Quinn Olson. Quinn spins to the middle, kicks it outside. Schaefer, three from the corner, and good. Nice start for Bo Chamberlain tonight. Sean Schaefer. He's got five, and the Crusaders push that lead to 8-3. North Stars now working against a man-to-man defense. So Coach Hahn mixing it up a little bit. Went from the zone half-court trap to the man-to-man, and Schaefer with the steal. Here comes the Crusaders pushing it across midcourt. Chamberlain kicks it left wing to Quinn Olson. Quinn to Matt. As Noll takes it in, misses it, gets his own rebound, puts it up, going to be hacked in the act. He's going to get two more there.
He might have been fouled three times before he got to the basket, but I will give, like I said earlier, in the girls' game, the officials are going to make you play through some things.
And that's a troublesome call. That's two on Dominic Foster. Really, they're kind of their one inside presence is Noll misses the third one. I'd like to see Matt get a little stronger at that free throw line here and take his time.
Again, I'm no shooter, but I think he needs to hold that follow through a little bit more and just watch it go in, just like he did there.
One for two.
We had those struggles Friday night. Quinn and Matt both did from the free throw line, and they both have nice looking shots. It's just little tweaks and finishing the shot.
And it's early in the year, still getting that shooting touch. 9-3 Crusaders here, 4:45 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We're in quarter number one. Come the North Stars now. It's Conley with the ball working. Kicks it up high to Mogensen. Mogensen top of the key, looking inside, nothing going. Checking into the game is Austin Nelson for the North Stars. He'll play the inside. As a drive and kick, now a good spin. Mogensen's shot is blocked by Quinn Olson. So,
yeah, that was, I think we saw Friday night, we didn't see basketball Quinn. We saw athlete Quinn. And when we start seeing after Christmas, we're going to start seeing basketball Quinn. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Charlie Van Drager checks in for the Crusaders there, working against Conley. Conley pull up from 18 feet just inside the arc is short. Quinn Olson with the rebound. Quinn's going to bring it up. Knoll now back to Quinn. Quinn puts it on the ground, kicks it back right side. It's going to be Chamberlain. He's going to back it up now above the arc, kicks it right corner. Charlie Von Drager for three, in and out, and
love
rebounded
it
by Conley.
Halfway down, though. I just, you know what, he's kind of got that Molina snoozy feel when he shoots it, that Charlie just thinks it's going in.
Conley takes it to the hole, but is treated very badly by Bo Chamberlain. Chamberlain blocks it out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the North Stars here. 9-3, Helan here, halfway through quarter number one tonight's corporate premier corporate sponsors are Fibercom and Neil Shelmer Pitts and Associates. As the North Stars triggered inbounds, Conley up high working against Quinn Olson. Conley again pulls up from 18 feet and knocks that down. He's not afraid to shoot the ball there.
Well, he's got a little swag to him, no doubt about it.
That bucket cuts the lead back to 9-5. Chamberlain left wing now working against the North Star zone. As Quinn gets it down in that short corner left side, skips it back up high to Chamberlain. Chamberlain reverses it from Charlie to Schaefer in the right corner. Skip pass is tipped and intercepted by North. Kind of a sloppy possession for the Crusaders. 3:15 to go. The North Stars with a chance to cut into that four-point Crusader lead. Conley's going to be hand-checked and fouled by Quinn Olson. That's going to be Quinn's first team foul. Number one on the Crusaders with 3:09 to go here in quarter number one. Bargain Center, Angel Cars, Sneaky's Chicken, Subati Shop, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, the Sioux City Bandits, and Staber Meats join Mills, Shalmer, Pitts and Associates, and Fibercom as your first quarter sponsors.
North getting into their bench. They played eight kids now. Is 24. I don't have 24 in my book. I wonder if that's Parker Peterson. And number three, Jack Mogens, and check into the game.
We'll check real quickly here on the North stats. Number 20. Well, they don't have a 23 listed on any
or
of their
24, coach.
24 listed on any of their stats there. We'll have to see if we can find a program here somewhere hanging out. North Stars turn it over. Here come the Crusaders across the timeline. Yes. Matt Knoll kicks it over to Sean Schaefer. A little extended 2-3 zone by the North Stars. Playing catch around the perimeter. Now they go high post to Quinn. They kind of sucks the defense in. Kicks it back out to Bo. Bo drives. Kicks back to Quinn. Quinn open three. Good. Quinn Olson
yep.
with the three.
That's good to see.
Good patient possession against the zone. Puts the Crusaders up by seven. That is their biggest lead of the night. Here's the North Stars trying to answer. Just Kai Chamberlain spins the ball over to the left side. It's Jack Mogensen with the ball in the corner. Kicks it up high to Chamberlain. Mogensen back to Conley. Conley working against Schaefer. Left wing. Really bouncy kid. There's Kai back to Mogensen. Mogensen pump fakes Charlie. Gets him up. Kicks it out to Conley. Open three is just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Matt Knoll. Here come the Crusaders pushing up quickly. Chamberlain right wing. He's got Knoll trailing. Quinn Olson baseline. Kicks it back up to Matt. Matt with the open three. That's Matt Knoll. Nothing going there in the rebound by the North Stars as they're going to outlet and slow things down here with 1:45 to go. 7-point lead for the Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 1:40 left in quarter number one. Conley kicks it up high to Chamberlain. The lefty picks his dribble up. It's cousin against cousin out there.
And foul on Schaefer?
That was going to be whistled on Schaefer. Schaefer kind of coming late. One of those loose ball situations yeah. you talked about last game where a player comes in late and draws a foul.
You don't want to pick the ball up as a North Star. North just, there's a lot of dribbling going on, but not a lot of motion for the Stars offensively.
Schaefer and McInerney. I'm going to shoot Andy a quick text and see who 24 is.
Someone just gave me a program, and that's not on the program as well.
Okay.
I'll text him and see what we get out of the scorebook.
All right. There's a Chamberlain with a wide open three. Misses it. Von Drager with the rebound. Kicks it up to Matt Knoll. Matt's going to bring it 1-on-2 against the North Stars and back it off. Charlie trailing three. In and out. Rebound by Chamberlain. Out to Brady. Brady's three is off the mark. Again, rebounded by Matt. Kick back up. Brady's going to reload, repop, and make. Brady Schultz with the three. Crusaders now up 10. 50 seconds left here in quarter number one. As the North Stars are content to kind of work it up slowly against this man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. There's Conley's baseline jumper is off the mark. Rebound by Schultz, and Schultz kicks it over to Chamberlain. Shot clock is off. 30 seconds to go here. We'll see if Matt Hahn wants to go for the last shot here. Crusaders up 10, 15 to 5. So far, five different Crusaders, all five starters in the scoring column for the Crusaders. Chamberlain up high with the ball. Looks like the North Stars are going to stay in that 2-3 zone. 11 seconds. Now we'll see the play. They kick it over to Schultz. Schultz picks up his dribble. Looks for a lob, and nothing going there. Nice-looking play. Just couldn't handle it as Mogensen throws up a half-quarter at the buzzer. It's off the mark. So after one quarter of play, it is your Crusaders 15, the Stars from North High 5. A big thanks once again to our first quarter sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. After one on your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders up 10, 15-5. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Helan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, from a very loud O'Gorman Fieldhouse. The Pep Band is rocking tonight, Thomas.
And they certainly
some,
are.
Some good volume here. Tonight's second quarter is going to be brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, as the North Stars are going to open up the second quarter with the ball as they move left to right on your radio dial.
I was just going to say, thanks to all those Crusaders that helped support our band. They're going to the Peach Bowl, and this crew right here is going to be going to the Peach Bowl. And so many people are making that happen. It's going to be a fantastic experience.
Berger with the ball. Kicks it over to Mogensen. Mogensen with a nice little scoop shot. Josh Mogensen, he's got five now. And that cuts that lead back to eight at 15-7 here as we start the second quarter. Matt Hahn kicks it inside. McInerney with the finish there. An easy look for Carson McInerney as he gets the bucket.
Yep.
Back to 10, 17-7 here. 30 seconds into quarter number two. Dominic Foster's back on the floor. There's a three-pointer by the North.
24, and I'm going to get his – I have a text in to Andy Foster, and it is. He's not answering his phone. That's weird.
Okay. We're going to assume that's Parker Peterson for right now, but we'll see here. We'll do our best to figure it out. But nice three-pointer there by him. Cuts that lead back to 7, 17-10. Both teams successful in all their possessions here in the second quarter. Crusaders now trying to answer. Matt Hahn, three-pointer. Good.
Four Matt Hahn.
Matt's first bucket of the night to go along with two free throws. He's got five. Crusaders lead by 10, 20-10 here. 6:50 to go. Dominic drives in, kicks it back outside. They're going to spin the ball around. Kicks it back to Dominic Foster. He hands back to Jack Mogensen. So we got double Mogensen on the floor there as Berger drives. Back to Foster. Good possession here. Foster up high. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. We're going to hand back to Josh Mogensen. Josh working against McInerney. Gets him up in the air. Gets it off, but misses it. Nice rebound there by Brady Schultz. Here come the Crusaders. 2 minutes into quarter number two. It's the Crusaders up by 18-10, and there's a turnover trying to kick the ball inside to McInerney. Here comes Berger pushing it hard. He's going to get the and one there.
Gets the and one.
Nice finish there by Chris Berger, the senior. He's going to get an and one opportunity here. That foul is going to be whistled on. We're kind of waiting here. That's going to be on Brady Schultz. That's Brady's first. Team foul number one as the Crusaders reload as Quinn Olson's going to come back in the game. So on the floor for the Crusaders is Noel, McInerney, Olson, Schaefer, and Schultz. Berger goes to the line on the year. He's a 100% free throw shooter, and he loses that now. 2 for 3 on the year as he misses it. And the Crusaders now with the 18-12 lead. I believe the score is wrong. I think it should be 20-12, but we'll let them straighten that out here. Skip pass across from Knoll to Schultz. Back to McNerney, short corner up high. Schaefer, pump fake, drive, gets mid lane. Nice feed, nice finish, Quinn Olson.
Yep. The Quinn's just such a strong finisher. You know, his body, he's transformed that body since last year, and he's going to be a tough matchup.
There's Berger with the drive, kicks it out high. Long three, Conley off the back of the horn. Rebound is going to go off Foster and out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Crusaders. Did Andy text you back?
Looks like he's
texting.
Parker Peterson.
That is Parker Peterson.
So that is Parker. Thank you, Coach Foster.
All right. Still not quite sure on this score. I've got us unofficially for 22 points. I might be wrong, Thomas.
Okay, well, that's never happened.
Here we go. Schultz with the ball, left wing, kicks it up high to Matt Knoll. Knoll spins it over Schaefer. Matt now slides into the high post. Nice kick down to Quinn. Quinn's patient, spins, and wins. There's two for Quinn Olson. He's got 7. Crusaders push that lead back to 10 or 12. There's Conley with the ball. Good defense by Quinn Olson. Kicks it up to Mogensen. Back over to Chamberlain now. Conley. Conley's an extremely bouncy kid.
Yes, he is.
Pushes it over number 11. That's Chris Berger with the 3.
Yeah.
Nice look there for the 6-foot senior.
And the Stars just kind of hanging around with the benefit of that 3-point shot.
Schaefer with a 3. Quick in the possession. Whoa. Knocks it down.
Sean Schaefer shooting it well. His 2nd 3 of the night. 3 of 3 from the field.
Lead stands at 10, 25-15 as the North Stars kicking inside. A little inside outlook. There's Berger with the drive. He kicks it inside out. Mogensen with the 3. That's short. Nice rebound there by the North Stars, and it results in another 3-pointer. That time's Noah Conley with the 3. Nice give Chris Berger a lot of the assists there on getting the offensive board and the kick out. They're hanging around down 7. Right winged it. Schaefer deep in the corner. Now kicks it up high. Brady Schultz. Again, that 2-3 zone. North hasn't really deviated from this zone. They spin it left side now. Matt Knoll, skips it cross court. And I'm not sure what we got called there.
I'm not sure either. Foul on number 1.
So Josh Mogensen's going to be whistled for kind of the phantom foul there. Going to give the Crusaders a fresh shot clock with 3:32 to go here. They'll inbound under their own basket. Checking into the ball game is Austin Nelson, the 6'3" sophomore. As we're in a little box set here for the Crusaders, as Quinn's going to kick it out high to Schaefer, now up high to Knoll. Knoll hands back to Brady Schultz. Brady to Knoll. Knoll to Schaefer. Schaefer with a 3 is good.
And, how about that? He is on fire.
John Schaefer's kind of feeling it tonight. He's 3 for 4 from deep. That Crusader lead now jumps to 28-18 as Conley drives in. He's going to get hacked in the act and shoot 2. I believe Brady Schultz is probably going to be whistled for this foul. And that, in fact, is the case on Brady. That's number 2. It's going to put Mr. Conley to the line to shoot a pair on the year. Noah is a 80% free throw shooter. He's 4 for 5 after 2 games. Still curious on this score. As Conley knocks that first one down. He's going to get one more here. Second free throw is good as well. Nice looking stroke on that young man.
Yeah. Again, a lot of nice young players on this All-Star team.
Absolutely. 3:08 left here in quarter number 2. Crusaders up 8, 28-20 as Matt Knoll's going to bring it up. Kicks it to Chamberlain, left wing extended. Chamberlain's going to dribble up. Now they're going to kick it inside. Quinn Olson just working off the left block. He kicks it back out to Schaefer. Matt Knoll's going to dribble inside out. Now he's going to attack back inside. Nothing going there. Has the ball stripped and stolen. Nice defense there by Austin Nelson. Here come the North Stars now trying to cut into that Crusader 8-point lead with 2.5 to go here in your first half. Nice baseline drive there and kick. And Conley gets another deuce.
Yeah, you don't want to get him going. And
good assist there by Chris Berger.
Chris Berger is doing a great job of that baseline drive and then that foot pass to the other corner.
You just can't suck in on that drive. It's Crusaders get it to Schaefer in the corner. He's doubled up there by Mogensen. Tries to kick it inside. Another turnover. And here comes Conley working one on two. Kicks it back. Chamberlain three. It's air ball. Here comes Matt Knoll with the rebound. He kicks it up to Quinn Olsen. Quinn pulls it back. Ooh, 2 minutes left here in your first half. Corner. Left-handed three is good.
There you go. Pierce Conley with
the
big three.
Pierce Conley with the three.
Nice to see that.
Good patience by Pierce there. Got his feet set and knocked it down. Crusaders 31, North Stars 22 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. A minute 40 left here in quarter number two. There's a drive by Mogensen. Has the ball stripped by Chamberlain. Hahn gives it to, gives it to Chamberlain. Chamberlain gets the finish. I don't know why I got the.
Nice little 5-point run here for the Crusaders. They extend it to 33-22.
Here comes Conley working right corner, gets it up high. Long three, in and out there. That was Kai Chamberlain with that three. Schaefer with the rebound. He's going to dribble it up himself, springs it between the circles, kicks it right wing. Bo Chamberlain with the fake and.
Illegal screen on the baseline, they're calling it. On Quinn Olsen. That's Quinn second.
That's Quinn second. So Charlie Von Dreiger is going to check into the ball game. Let's see who's checking out. Matt Knoll's going to check out. We're also going to see Carson McInerney check in, I would assume, for Quinn Olsen.
Yeah, Knoll with only 5 points in the first half. But the Stars have done a good job, really, defensively.
33-22, minute four left in your second quarter. Brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent, Tammy Bertrand, Tram Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Barkley, our Plymouth County Right to Life. Barkley Asphalt and Dr. Ryan Misasino says the North Stars miss it. Charlie Rondrager brings it up. Pierce Conley, three corner, off the mark. Charlie bangs the boards, can't get it. Rebound by Berger. Berger's going to push it up. Here comes Peterson coming in, and there's going to be a block.
Ooh. Oh, they called a charge.
Wow. Got there a little bit late, but they're going to reward Sean Schaefer there with the charge and non-shooting. It's going to be Crusader ball here with just 37.5 seconds left in the quarter. So 2.5 second differential between game clock and shot clock as the Crusaders probably push this down close to the end here. 33-22 on your scoreboard. Crusaders up by 11. North Stars going to stay in this 2-3 zone. They got Charlie Von Dreiger in the corner. He's a dangerous three-point shooter. You got Carson McInerney hanging down low in the post along with Matt Knoll. Situation, they like to run some lob action here as they kick it over to Schaefer. Nothing going, so Bo Chamberlain will take it right side. Charlie, three, off the front of the rim. Matt Knoll with the rebound and the and one with just 2.9 seconds to go. Great job of Matt getting the rebound and then strengthening it up through the foul and getting the and one opportunity.
Yeah, a strong finish there. Charlie a little short on the three, but Matt just has trouble getting into a little flow tonight, and maybe this will kick him off into the second half.
Seven for Matt, make it eight as he knocks that down. That pushes the lead to 14, biggest lead of the night as Conley's going to let fly with half court shot. It's going to be short, and so after one quarter of play, it is the Crusaders 36. The Stars from North High, 22. Big thanks once again to Light Forums and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Tram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misa, CNOS. They were your second quarter sponsors. So after one half a play, it's the Crusaders 36, the North Stars 22. We'll be right back.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the North Stars 38-22 at half. And again, that score has been corrected. It is, in fact, 38-22. Crusaders lead by 16 at half. Along with Dave Pepin, our other halftime sponsors include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Tim Falsbury with physical therapist specialists. Thomas, solid first half.
Yeah, the difference in that first half was really Sean Schaefer. Sean Schaefer just four threes, got to the basket. When those shots are going in, it's really good. And you know, Sean, good to get him going offensively a little bit. And other than that, we really kind of spread it out. North had that down to about a 6-point game here, with about a minute and a half left, and Crusaders just took over. The Stars, young team, and you can see that the experience of Helan is paying off this year with a very heavily laden senior team. But again, good to see some of these youngsters getting in. Nice to see Pierce Conley, a senior, get in there. Hits a big three, comes back, and not afraid to shoot the second one as well.
Yeah, I thought there's pretty good flow to the ball game. You know, it's kind of what you expect. The Crusaders coming off an emotional win on Friday. You know, they got to get themselves grounded. I think you'll see maybe Matt Noel get a little more involved the second half.
It's the strength inside of the Crusaders is really the difference of the game. Sean Schaefer shooting and just too much power inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Crusaders once again up 16, 38-22 at half as they look to move to 3-0 on the season. And a big reminder that on Friday the Crusaders head up for a big doubleheader as they'll take on the Bulldogs from Lamar's. Girls tip off at 5:30, boys tip off at 5:15 as Bishop Heelan Principal Chris Bork is there awarding Nanette Fladen with a jacket symbolic of her years of service to Bishop Heelan. Nan's done a great job in our science department for many, many years. Congratulations to her. It's a real asset to our school system to have her in our system. So Chris Bork presenting that at halftime here as Crusaders lead 38-22. Once again, your halftime tonight brought to you as always by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapy specialists.
Nanette sliding on the leather.
All right.
I feel like I'm watching Arthur Fonzarelli from the old 70s.
Got the old leather jacket on. Congratulations to Nanette. Well deserved. So we're going to take it back to the studio once again. We're about halfway through our halftime activities here. Crusaders up 16, 38-22 over the North Stars. We'll be right back after word from some of these great sponsors.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, Our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight, our halftime, as always, is brought to you by our premier halftime sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Special. At half here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it is the Crusaders 38 and the North Stars from North High 22. Real quickly, your halftime scoring summary. First of all, for the North Stars, Josh Mogensen with 5. Noah Conley warmed up there in that second quarter. He's got 9 to lead the North High attack, 5 points for Berger, and 3 points for Parker Peterson. For the Crusaders, a few more bodies in the scoring column tonight. Sean Schaefer with a big first half, 11 points. He was 3 for 5 from deep. Nice shooting night for Sean Schaefer. 8 points for Matt Knoll, 3 points for Pierce Conley, 3 for Brady Schultz, 7 for Quinn Olson, and 4 for Bo Chamberlain, and closing out the scoring for the Crusaders was Carson McInerney with a deuce. Once again, the Crusaders 38, and the Stars from North High 22 here at halftime. Again, we'll be back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders travel, make the short trip, 25 miles or so up the road to Lamar's to take on the Bulldogs. Girls will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7. Pre-game, as always, here on Catholic Radio is brought to you at 5:15. So looking forward to that trip up there. Tom Betts and company will have coverage of that girls' game. I'll be coming in late, and we'll join for the boys' game here. So looking forward to a good show on Friday night. Crusaders here. Not at all unexpected, Tom, that they would be up by this, but I'll be honest with you. I'm very impressed with some of the things I'm seeing with North High.
It feels like it's a little closer to 16 points. Because North had some good looks, but, again, this game's just there's just a lot of experience out there for the Crusaders. Trying to find an update from
7 three-pointers for the Crusaders compared to just 3 for the North Stars. That's really your difference there. That's, 12 points of that 16 spread. So the Crusaders up 38-22. We're going to send it back to studio for a couple 30-second spots. When we come back, we've got quarter number 3 from here in the Oak House. It's the Crusaders 38, North Stars 22.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the tri-state area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Shout out to that pep band for rocking the place tonight as we're ending our halftime activities here. As we start the second half, I believe it's going to be the Crusaders with the ball. Starting for the Crusaders will be that starting lineup of Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. And it looks like the North Stars are going to roll out their starting lineup as well. That's Mogensen, Conley, Berger, Chamberlain, and Dominic Foster. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors. They are Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. North Stars going to stay in that 2-3 zone as the Crusaders attack. Left to right on your radio dial here in their home whites. Spinning it across, trying to get that zone played out of position. They go high post to Quinn Olsen. Quinn drops down to Matt, and Matt gets the finish. A little high-low action to start that.
That was a high-low off-the-backboard pass, which I've always thought would be a good option.
Well, throw it up where the 6-7 king can get it.
Yeah.
Conley with the ball now for the North Stars. He spins it back up high. They go right to left. There's Mogensen turning down the three. He's given away about 9 inches there working against Matt Knoll. They kick it inside to Dominic Foster. Dominic kicks it to Conley. Conley working against Quinn. Kicks it corner. Chamberlain three. The lefty knocks it down. Nice ball movement there for Kai Chamberlain. That's his first bucket of the night. He's got a three there.
Kind of hit that in the eye of his cousin Bo. I mean, they'll talk about that at Christmas dinner.
4:25 to go. 7 minutes left on your Security National Bank scoreboard. The Crusaders throw it away. Trying to get in that high post to Quinn Olsen. As Dominic takes it in and kicks it back. Conley penetrates, drives, and gets the end one. Nice
and
job there.
Third foul on Quinn Olsen. Was that Quinn or Brady Schultz?
I think that was on Quinn.
2-point basket, good.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. That's three on him. Noah Conley's going to go to the line to shoot the end. He's trying to ascertain the old-fashioned three-point play as Charlie's going to check into the ball game. Charlie Von Dreiger for Quinn Olsen. As Conley goes to the line tonight, he's a perfect 2-for-2. Make that 3-for-3.
That gets back to 12, so that's
40-28.
Yep.
Here's the Crusaders. Von Dreiger takes a short corner. Nice little short corner mid-post to Chamberlain. Chamberlain missed the easy one there. One and done for the Crusaders. Here comes Conley up the right side. Flips back to Chamberlain. They spin it over. Mogensen with the ball. Kicks it back up high to Dom Foster. There's a long three-pointer. Good.
Boy, that was Chamberlain again. Gets it back single digits at 9 points, Crusaders need a good possession here.
A little 9-2 run has pulled this game back to single digits here. Bo Chamberlain, nice move. Pump fake and take. Really nice, Bo. He's got six.
Bo's effective in that mid-post.
Foster and North's got a little offensive rhythm right now as Kai Chamberlain dribbles, picks it up, kicks it over to Conley. Conley working against Schaefer. Dominic Foster, three-pointer top of the key, a little bit short there. Rebound Matt Knoll. Matt's going to push it up. He's got guys on each wing, kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer takes it in strong. He's going to get hacked in the act and shoot two. Nice little fast break, 3-on-2 there. They gave it up and got to the free throw line. That foul's going to be on Josh Mogensen, that's his second, and it's going to put Sean Schaefer to the line to shoot a pair.
Sean's had an excellent night. First trip to the free throw line, I believe.
Free throw is up and good, so he ties Mr. Conley, Noah Conley, for the scoring lead tonight. Both of them have 12. Following closely behind is Mr. Matt Knoll. Second free throw for Schaefer. Is off the rim and rebounded by the North Eye. So 1-for-2 for Schaefer. That lead stands at 12, 43-31. There's Kai Chamberlain with the ball, spins it over the right side now. Left side, excuse me, and Berger with a drive and finish.
Second time tonight he's had that little move across the lane, and he's finished both of them.
Chris Berger with seven. North Stars aren't going away. The lead stands at 10, 43-33, 5:20 to go here in your third quarter. Brady Schultz with the ball up high. Charlie Von Drager, three. Look good from here, but just off the rim and rebounded by Noah Connolly. Here come the North Stars pushing up the right side. They trail by 10. Noah pulls up off the back of the rim. Rebound, Charlie. Quick shot by the North Stars. Doesn't fall. Here come the Crusaders. Brady Schultz with a quick shot, and I think it's partially blocked and rebounded by Noah Connolly. Connolly's going to go one-on-one against Matt Noel.
He thought better about it.
And yeah, probably a wise choice.
Well, a lot of kids don't make that wiser choice.
Matt Noel with good defense there, coming back, keeping his feet. Now here's the North Stars trying to work. They get it back to Kai Chamberlain. Chamberlain spins it over. Connolly with the three is off the mark, rebounded by Charlie Von Drager. Here comes Chamberlain, kicks it up to Schaefer. Schaefer thought about the lob, turned it down. Now Bo steps up, three. Good. Bo Chamberlain. Good patience there. Got the feet set, knocked it down. The Crusaders answer that little run and push that lead back to 13, 46, 33. Halfway through quarter number three, Folk Brothers and Central Bank are your premier sponsors. As Matt Noel gets the steal, here comes Matt. Crusaders have a three-on-two. Good old Euro step by Matt, but he missed the easy one there. Lava Fixtures, Modern Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, Catholic Charities, and Missouri Valley Land and Cattle are your other third-quarter sponsors as the North Stars miss an easy bucket of their own.
Right, so. Right. I think both teams are a little tired right now.
Chamberlain, three, off the mark, and scramble for the rebound on the floor. We're going to have...
timeout, North High.
Wow. Good timeout there. Good heads-up play by Dominic Foster there. Looked like it was going to turn into a jump ball. But instead, there is a timeout. I'm going to see if we're 30 or full. It's a full timeout. We're going to take it back to the studio. It's Crusader on Catholic Radio with 3:38 to go in quarter number three. It's the Crusaders 46. North back after this 30-second spot.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. 3:37 to go as North High is going to bring it across midcourt. They trail by 13, 46-33 here. And it's going to be Chris Berger with the ball. He drives in, tries to slip it down low to Nelson, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover. North Stars Crusaders with the ball trying to answer the call here. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. They are your premier third quarter sponsors. Crusaders spinning the ball around. North stayed in his 2-3 zone the whole game. Pierce Connolly, high post to Chamberlain. Down low to McInerney. Back out to Chamberlain, who stepped outside. Up high to Pierce. Connolly takes a couple of dribbles, spins it to the right side. Sean Schaefer's three-pointers off the mark. The battle for the rebound is going to go off the North Stars and belong to the Crusaders. Fresh shot clock, I believe, with 2:59 to go here. Our other third quarter sponsors, Lawler Fixtures, Meyer Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, Catholic Charities, and Missouri Valley Land and Cattle.
That's it. I'm not so sure if I wasn't Matt Hahn, I wouldn't just put Matt Noel to that high post and say try to stop him.
Yeah, Matt Noel there with the finish, strong finish there on the inbound set, pushes that lead back to 15. That's where it stood at half. As Peterson drives in, nothing going, so he's going to get it back to Berger. Berger takes baseline, gets cut off. Nice defense by the Crusaders. Back up high now. And setting it up will be Kai Chamberlain. Kai had a nice little run earlier in the quarter. They skip it back to Mogensen. That's Jack Mogensen. Over to Berger. Berger's layup, reverse layup, is off the mark. Here comes Matt Noel with a push up the right side. He's going to take it all the way whole through the hole, misses it. Bo Chamberlain temporarily had the rebound, but stolen away by the North Stars, and they're going to bring it up the right side. Kick at corner. It's Peterson. Nothing going. He's looking to try and get inside to Nelson. Now kicks it back up high to Berger, and they're going to reset the offense as Austin Nelson pops up high. He's working against McInerney. Nothing going there. Rebound Sean Schaefer. One and done for the North Stars. They kick it up quickly to Chamberlain. Chamberlain drives baseline. Probes. Kicks back. Pierce Connolly now working high above the arc. Matt Noel up high on the wing, trying to play this 2-3 zone out of position here. Schaefer with the ball up high. Now over to Chamberlain. Short corner, McInerney. McInerney tried to get it out. His shot's tipped there. Now they go inside to Pierce Connolly, and he gets the finish.
Nice little cut there by Pierce. You know, he saw that the weak side wasn't looking away, and a good pass by McInerney.
Pierce now with five. That's his highest production of the year coming off the bench. Good to see. There's Mr. Berger working, gets cut off the top of the lane. There's Mogensen on the backdoor cut. He gets it tipped out but gets back control of it. Now they spin it back to Berger. Berger drives again, crossover dribble, gets to the left side, pump fakes and puts it up. Nice little patience there. Chris Berger's had a nice night. He's got nine.
Yeah, he's a crafty little player.
51 seconds left in the quarter. Crusaders up 50-35 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. As we're going to see a foul whistled on the play, that's going to be on Austin Nelson as Pierce Connolly got him up in the air. It'll be a non-shooting foul. So the Crusaders will have it under their own bucket with 44 and a half seconds to go. And we'll get a whole new wave of Crusaders coming in here on this offensive possession. It's going to be the nearly the starting lineup with the exception of Charlie Von Drager is going to be in there. His inbound play is tipped away, and Conley is going to bring it across midcourt. And it's his pass inside to Dominic Foster is going to be tipped out of bounds. So it's going to be North Star ball, 38 seconds to go on the game clock, 31 to go on the shot clock here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 15, 50-35. Ball's kicked back court. Dominic Foster, a little outside guy going, or inside guy going outside. He makes a nice drive against Matt Noel, but it's a wild shot off the glass and rebounded by Quinn Olson. Shot clock is off, 21 seconds left in the quarter. Looks like the Crusaders are going to be content to try and get the last shot here of the quarter. 15 seconds left as Brady Schultz is going to bring the ball up high and set up the offense. North Stars sitting in a 2-3 zone. They go a double stack down low. Charlie pops out. Matt popped in there. I thought they might lob it to Matt, but instead Chamberlain buries a three in the corner.
Bo's not going to be outdone by his cousin.
Great quarter for the Chamberlains as Bo hits for eight, and his cousin Kai chips in six for the North Stars. But after three, it's the Crusaders with the 18-point advantage, 53-35. Big thanks once again to our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 53, North 35. We'll be right back.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. As we start quarter number four, North Stars with the ball. They trail by 18 here. as they run a nice little pick and roll there. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay baseline inbounds. Norris run some good stuff, Tom.
Yeah, they really have. They've had some good looks. And like I said, inside, they're just a little bit outmanned physically, but getting some good shots.
Connolly with the ball up high. That's Noah Connolly of North High. Picks it up, kicks it inside to Foster. Foster working against Quinn. Quinn Olson's got three back to Connolly. He's working against Olson on the switch off. His three-pointer's off the mark. Matt Noel gets the rebound, and the Crusaders throw it away. Here comes the North Stars. Connolly's going to pull it up near the free throw line. Step through, gets it Foster baseline up high. Peterson corner, now up high to Mogensen. Mogensen's going to pump fake and drive and miss it. Rebound is by Matt Hahn. Here come the Crusaders. 7-11 left in your ballgame. Crusaders up 18. Matt Hahn kicks corner. Brady Schultz, three, in and out. Battle for the rebound is won by Parker Peterson. Here come the North Stars pushing up quickly. Mogensen kicks it up. Nice little fast break.
Yep.
As they get the kick up to Mogensen and the finish for Dominic Foster. He's got a deuce now. Cuts that lead to 53-37. Quinn Olson gets the ball, high post. Quinn takes a couple dribbles, kicks a bat. Matt Noel, three, off the mark. Ball's tipped back to Matt Noel. Matt's going to drive in. They kick it. Quinn now with the three, and he knocks it down. Quinn Olson.
I'd still like to see Quinn use his legs a little more. He's shooting a lot of arm shots.
Quinn with 10. Now he's double figures. Crusaders now with three players in double figures. That lead's pushed to 56-37. Nice fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They are your premier fourth quarter sponsors. North High attacking that Crusader man-to-man defense. It's Charlie Von Drager steps in the passing lane, gets a steal, brings it across, kicks it over to Noel. Noel to Schultz. Schultz back into Noel. Lots of contact. Foul called. Here come the North Stars coming out of the pack with it. Conley pulls up. 10-footer goes 8. Just short, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders.
Any rhythm we had in this game, we lost it about 2 minutes ago.
Jimmy Johns, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. 30-second timeout on the floor. We're going to take one with you. Crusaders with 5:49 to go in your ballgame. Lead by 19, 56-37.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Yeah, a big welcome to all you joining us tonight via the airwaves. It's always great to have you aboard for Crusader basketball. Again, reminder, we're back on the air on Friday. Girls and Lamar's. And Lamar's girls got a nice win over East High tonight.
Big win.
I tell you what, that's going to be a good one. Quick three-pointer by Chamberlain's off the mark for North High. Here come the Crusaders pushing it. Brady Schultz, right side, nothing going. He's looking inside, now spins it over to the left side, corner Quinn. Quinn with a couple dribbles. He's going to take it hard in the lane and get hacked in the act. He's going to shoot two, Quinn Olson. Girls game will tip off at 5:30, boys at 7 at Lamar's on Friday. Pre-game, as always, brought to you 15 minutes prior to tip-off at 5:15. Great privilege to bring you these games here on Catholic Radio. Quinn Olson at the line to shoot a deuce. First free throw is a little bit short. As we see Cannon Bork make his first appearance into the ball game.
Yep.
The 6'3" senior.
Hello to Neil and Marie down in, guessing, Arizona by now?
They're in Arizona. Yes, they are. Cannon, of course, is a football recruit. He'll be continuing his playing career at Sioux Falls this upcoming fall. So congratulations to him. Great season here for the Crusaders. Here's North High with the ball now. Dominic Foster up high, kicks it corner. Conley bouncing around, then has it stripped away from Quinn Olson. Quinn's got numbers here. Three on one. He's got Charlie Von Drager on the right side, and Charlie gets the finish.
Good pass by Quinn Olson. The end of the year, Charlie's going to be dunking that one.
58-37 Crusaders. That's their biggest lead of the night. As Conley pops the three, it's off the mark. Matt Hahn with this. I don't know why I keep saying Matt Hahn.
I don't know, but I'm going to start charging you a dollar.
I know, you should. Matt Knoll with the missed three there. Good feed by Bork to Matt Knoll to get the deuce. Knoll with 14 now. Great assist there by Cannon. Here come the North Stars. 60-37 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 4:25 left in your ball game. Berger drives in, loses his feet, and there's going to be a timeout on the floor by North Stars. Rather than lose the possession, they're going to take a timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to take one with you. With 4:21 left in your fourth quarter and your ball game, it's 60-37 Crusaders. We'll be right back.
Culligan, for more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gurry. It's a privilege to be high above the Frelick family floor here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, bringing you Crusader basketball tonight. The girls with an impressive opener, 60-14 over the North Stars. The guys up 60-37 here in the nightcap. We've got 4:21 left in your ball game. It'll be North Star ball as we come out of our timeout, as they'll take it out underneath their own basket. Crusaders matched up in a man-to-man defense here. Parker Peterson kicks it in, then kicks it up to Conley. Noah misses it, but gets his own rebound. Step back deuce, in and out. This time the rebound is corralled by Cannon Bork. Nice rebound, Cannon. Here come the Crusaders on the move. Matt Knoll with the ball up high, kicks it into Schaefer, back outside to Brady. Brady back to Bork. Good ball movement here as they go short corner, and Matt Knoll gets the deuce there. Yeah. Matt's coming a little bit alive here. He's now got 16. Crusaders stretch that lead now to 25. Parker Peterson with the ball, left-hand dribble. He's going to be hacked in the act, and that'll be a foul on Landon Block.
Yeah, Landon Block in the game, and we've got, I think Coach Hahn's about ready to clear that bench. I wouldn't like to see Matt Knoll maybe grab a seat before too long.
I think that's our first Landon Block sighting of the year.
Yes.
Parker Peterson knocks a free throw in. He'll get one more here. Good to see Landon out on the floor. So it's Block, Pierce Conley as the second free throw is missed. Matt Knoll, Cannon Bork, and Sean Schaefer on the floor for the Crusaders as Matt brings it up. And now you are going to see the bench clear out here as ball goes to the corner, short corner to Bork. Bork's pass up to Schaefer is tipped and then controlled by Schaefer. Cross court to Pierce Conley. Drive.
Nice pass by Pierce. I like what he did there.
Really was. It caught Matt Knoll a little bit off balance there. Turnover Crusaders. Here's the North Stars. Chamberlain with the three. Kai Chamberlain off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the North Stars, and Chamberlain's going to get the finish with the deuce. Good hustle by the North Stars as Kai Chamberlain now with 8 on the night. 2:57 left in your ball game. Crusaders high post to Bork. Bork skips it cross court. Conley thought about the three and then turned it down. Now Block drives in, throws it away, trying to get it to Matt Knoll. Here comes the North Stars. Chamberlain kicks it up to Conley. Conley spin move. Nice defense by Schaefer, and then he throws it away. Now we do get our subs coming in for the North Stars. Coming in for the Crusaders is James Alt. Good to see James popping in. And
Mr. Hunter Wahab.
And Hunter Wahab's coming in.
Hunter just was awarded a varsity uniform this weekend, so good for him.
So it's Art Wahab, Conley, Bork, and Block on the court for the Crusaders here. Working in the last 220 of the ball game there. Crossover dribble there, nothing going. Pierce Conley drives in, throws it up. A lot of contact, no foul called. Mogensen now comes out of the pack with the ball. That's Jack Mogensen, kicks it up to the right side. Ball is nearly stolen by James Arlt. James is a worker out there. Parker Peterson drives in and gets another deuce.
He's had a nice little night.
Parker has. Once we have properly identified him, 62-42 here is Bork with the ball in the corner. Kicks it back up high. They spin the ball. James with the ball now back to the right side. Pierce Conley turned it down, kicked it up to Wahab. Now Bork. Bork's going to drive into the mid lane, kicks it back to Pierce Conley. Pierce with the free throw jumper. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to go off the North Stars and stay here with the Crusaders with 91 seconds left in your ball game. Crusaders up 20. It looks like the Crusaders are going to move on to a 3-0 record here on the season as they'll take on a tough Lamar's team on Friday. Nice little inbound set. Wahab turned down the three, kicks it back out to Pierce Connolly. They're going to reset the offense block. Wahab three is off the mark. Battle or the rebound is going to be won by Nelson. As they kick it up, North Stars kick it up. The ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay right here with North High. 1:16 to go in your ballgame. Crusaders up 20. 62-42. Big thanks to St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. They are your fourth quarter sponsors. Here's North now, kicks it inside. Nothing going there. As Nelson loses the ball out of bounds, I'm going to say that was off the hands of Landon Block, so it's going to stay right here with North High. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. 63 seconds left on your game clock.
Again, this is a nice opening of the week for the Crusaders. Get ready for the Lamar's Bulldogs on Friday. Been trying to find a score that East game with Lamar's and haven't found one. As the big boy for North finishes inside.
Austin Nelson with the putback. Cuts that lead to 18. 47 seconds left here for the Crusaders. James Arlt with the ball. Crossover, kick over. Wahab. Now corner Bork. Bork gets cut off. Kicks it back up high. Landon Block. Bork in the corner. Bork's going to drive baseline. He's going to get close and get the finish. Hey. Cannon Bork with the deuce.
Cannon takes it baseline and scores.
Nice look there, Cannon. Puts that lead back up to 20 as the ball's tipped out of bounds. Shot clock is off. 23 and a half seconds left in your ballgame. As always, big thanks to all of you who tuned in to listen to tonight's coverage. Big thanks to all our great sponsors, Wainwright Healing Athletics, and of course, a big thanks to Catholic Radio for giving us prime airtime so that we can bring you Bishop Healing Athletics. Here's North now with the ball, 15 seconds to go. It's Parker Peterson driving in against Bork, throws it nearly away. It's going to be corralled by the North Stars. It's going to kick it up high. Mogensen with a three. That's off the mark. The rebound's going to be held by the Crusaders, and that's going to be it. It's a wrap on this one as the Crusaders hang on for a 64-44 win over the North Stars. Matt Harms, Crusaders now move to 3-0 in the season as they'll take that undefeated record on the road to the ice cream capital of America, Lamar's, on Friday night. Please tune in if you can't come up and attend that. We'll have coverage of that game. A great doubleheader. The girls at 5:30, boys at 7. Once again, your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse is the Crusaders 64 and 44. We'll be right back with some post-game comments. You've been listening to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio.
On December 17th, join the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum Theater for a holiday celebration with the seasonal sounds of holiday brass, percussion, and the mighty Wurlitzer. It's a night out in Sioux City filled with joy, holiday cheer, and the spirit of the season for the whole family. Buy tickets now at SiouxCitySymphony.org or call 712-277-2111.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Knights of Columbus postgame show. As you've been listening to doubleheader Crusader basketball tonight, our postgame sponsor is Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with his fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Mr. Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it was the Crusaders 64, the North Stars 44. Crusaders moved to a perfect 3-0 on the season. Real quickly, the final scoring recap for the Crusaders. Matt Knoll with 16 led the Crusaders. Sean Schaefer and Bo Chamberlain chipped in 12. 10 points for Quinn Olson, 5 for Pierce Conley, 3 for Brady Schultz, 2 for Cannon Bork, 2 for Charlie Von Dreiger, and 2 tonight for Carson McInerney. For the North Stars, they were led in scoring by Noah Conley with 12, 9 points for Chris Berger, 8 for Kai Chamberlain, 5 for Josh Mogensen, 2 for Dominic Foster, 6 for Parker Peterson, and 2 for Austin Nelson. Crusaders 3-0 with a 64-44 win here. Thoughts on what we just saw?
Well, I think it was just a matter of the experience and size and the strength of the Crusaders was the difference in the game tonight. North's got some nice young players. They really did some nice things. For us, it was a lot of balance early on. Sean Schaefer had a great first half. Second half was just kind of by committee. We didn't really expand the lead much. Just kind of, you know, sometimes that happens. You get out to an 18-point halftime lead, and that's what you do. You just win by 18. But we were able to get some kids out in the court for a couple of playing time. Guys like Pierce and Matt Nerney, those guys that are, you know, can kind of help us expand that bench a little bit. So, all in all, good night for the Crusaders.
Well, and I think it's a good prep for Lamar's. North reminds me kind of how Lamar's teams typically play. They're right. Very bouncy, guard-oriented type teams. Yeah. There's some good looks on the floor for the North High tonight. Berger had a really nice night at that point guard position. Obviously, Noah Conley was strong. Kai Chamberlain had his moments. Dom Foster did a nice job inside out for them. But all in all, still a 20-point win for the Crusaders, 64-44. Four players in double figures. You like to see that. Again, they moved to 3-0 on the season. Again, your postgame sponsors tonight include our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights agents Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. A reminder that we're back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders will travel to Lamar's. Pregame 5:15. Girls tip off at 5:30. Boys will follow in or near 7 o'clock, depending upon the length of that girls game. And again, it's very similar to what we had last Friday with the East High. I mean, that should be two outstanding games, Tom.
Yeah, I think so. Lamar's is young. I'd be curious to see what happened tonight for the boys, but that Heeling girls Lamar's game is going to be a battle.
And once again, Lamar's girls knocked off East High tonight. I'm assuming that's at Lamar's.
I'm not sure where that game was.
I think East played the first two games at home. It's hard to imagine they would have been home again, but. We know, I guess, like we said earlier, we've seen those names a lot over the last 3 to 4 years, so that should be a great one. So, once again, from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tonight, thanks so much for all of you tuning in tonight. It's always a hard pleasure to bring you these ball games. We hope you enjoy them as much as we do. Once again, your final in the boys' game was 60-44. Girls went to 3-0 in the season with a 60-14 win in the opener tonight. For Tom Betts and Luis back at the studio, I'm Bob Geary. Big thanks to all of you tuning in. We hope you join us again on Friday night. Until then, have a safe week. Be careful. God bless, and enjoy the beautiful winter here in Sioux City, Iowa. For all of us here, good night, and God bless.